My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Zaharo. Today we are in chapter number 7, Mishnah number 8. We are in a chapter dealing with the question of how do we regard those who have no regard for Tumen Tahara? How do we deal with the Amharets? So here we are, Misha Haya Tahor, somebody, namely a Kohen, who was Tahor, Vesiat Libo Milachol. He decided, you know what? I'm not going to eat anymore. I'm done eating. So the question is, does he remain Tahor? Or can we assume that he loses that status? Rabbi Yehuda Metahir, Shaderecht Me'in Porshin Mimenu. Rabbi Yehuda says he's Tahor. Why? Because the ways of the people who are Tame is to stay away from him. People, even the Amar knows, like, oh, the guy's a Kohen, I'll, you know, keep my distance, I know I'm not worthy, or whatnot. Interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda puts the onus, we'll see why that's interesting, puts the onus on the Tmein, on the others, not on the Kohen. The Chachamim Metamein. So the Chachamim say, no way, this Kohen is now Tame, because he's not paying attention anymore. He has every intent. He doesn't have any intention to eat, so he's not going to be careful about his Tumen Tahara. Chachamim placed the onus on the Kohen. Hayu Dav Tahorot, his hands were Tahor, were clean. Vehisiat Libo Milachol, excuse me, pure, and he, but he decides, you don't forget, I'm not going to eat anymore. Even if he says, I know for a fact that my hands never became impure, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that his hands are not tameh, because we have a principle in halacha that the hands are busy. And this has a lot to do with how we wash our hands for bread. We also assume that our hands are impure de facto, and we assume that if we aren't paying attention to them, like if we're talking, that we're going to touch things accidentally, and so forth. Mishnah number 8. Mishnah number 9. Ha'isha shenichasa lehotzi patlani. So, poor man knocks on the door, woman comes out, sees he's hungry, says, hold on, wait here a second, goes inside to get him bread, comes outside, v'yatzat, umatzato, omed betzat, kikarot shel truma, and she finds him standing by the truma loaves. Uh-oh. Not touching them, that we know of, but standing next to them. Ha'isha sheyatzat umatzat et chavirta chutak gechalim tachat kader shel truma. And also the woman who comes out and finds her friend, her Amharitz friend, chutak gechalim, stoking the coals beneath the pot of truma. Like, what are you doing, basically, what are you doing, like, you know, cooking my truma pot? That's weird. So what's the case, how do we paskin in both these cases? Rabbi Akiva metame, the Chachamim metahar, and Rabbi Akiva says tame, and the Chachamim say tahor. No explanation given. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pila, so Rabbi Elazar ben Pila isn't satisfied, he wants to know, v'chi mipneima, Rabbi Akiva metame, the Chachamim metahar, and why exactly does Rabbi Akiva say tame? And, you know, conversely, why do the Chachamim say tahor? Mipnei shehanashim gargarniot hen. Because the women are gluttonous. Shehi chashuta legalot et hakadera shel chaverta. She is, we can suspect her that she's worthy of our suspicion that she would uncover her friend's pot. Leida mahi mevashalat. In order to see exactly what she's picking. This is, you know, quite the commentary on on women are okay. But that's what Rabbi Lazar ben Pila assumes. Rabbi Akiva assumes that women would have no moral scruples about going and peeking and seeing exactly what her friend is cooking. So by the way, there's two upshots here about Rabbi Lazar ben Pila and his disagreement with the Tana Kama. First off, Rabbi Lazar ben Pila doesn't say anything about the Ani, which means he thinks that Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything about the Ani. So he disagrees with the Tana Kama to apply Rabbi Akiva's reasoning to the Ani. That's first off. And second off, according to him, according to Rabbi Akiva, the pot is only going to be considered Tame if it was sealed to begin with. But if you had left it unsealed, then this nosy woman would have no reason to come along and there's nothing to uncover. She could just come and look and see what you're cooking. She wouldn't have to uncover anything. We could consider everything to be tahor. Ad Khan, chapter 7. It's been a wild ride. Tomorrow we're going to start chapter 8 together. Until then, it's been wonderful. See you tomorrow.